more success that he gained, the more he solidified his reputation as an activist artist.
Every one of us finds himself at some point in his life in a spot where he has to reach out for help.
He speaks out against the struggles that were happening in the world. He worked for prison reform.
People have got to become conscious of the problems in the prison.
He spoke out against war.
Servicemen and prisoners have a lot in common. I think they feel a lot of the same things. The loneliness, isolation.
The 100 years have come and gone. It's good to point out the mistakes that we've made. What we did to these minorities. The anti-Semitism that's still going on in this country. Anti-black. Anti-immigrants. Anti-women. The near genocide of the Aboriginals of America.
I did a lot of music in the 60s that, in the spirit of it all, I was really 100% there. I probably recorded more in that decade than any. And a lot of things that I'm extremely proud of.
At that time, I was doing one concept album after another, and one of them happened to be Ballads of the American Indians.
The tragedy of Native America and its obliteration by white people is not particularly welcome in this country. Nobody wants to hear about it.
He was doing stuff that nobody cared to do it or were afraid to do it. He was getting real resistance from radio.
The radio stations didn't want to play it because it demands to be looked at further.
It was a very hard play around the country. John realized that at some point and took out a full-page ad in Billboard magazine and chastised the disc jockeys and called them gutless.